top of the world with you. Nothing is bringing me down.
Welcome to Faith Summit of the Air with Reverend Adewumi Adebusayo of Word and Spirit Ministry International, a production of Wasmi Media and Broadcast.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you once again on this program, Faith Summit of the Air. My name is Adebusayo Adewumi. Taking off from where we stopped in the last episode, we've been talking about how to enjoy the good fight of faith. How to enjoy the good fight of faith. Between the time as a Christian, you prayed and believed that you received, and also the physical manifestation of that which you believe you receive. We said that there are a lot of things that happen in between. And that is actually the period the enemy, you know, try to come in to knock you down on your back. And then we said, what are the things you need to do at this time? We said, number one, make a decision, you know, based on your determination. And then number two, we said, resist the devil. You keep resisting the devil, you know, at that time. Then number three, we say, attend to the word. Attend to the word. Give attention to the word of God. And then number four, which we are going to talk about today, is speak faith only. Speak faith only. Now listen to me. No matter what the enemy does within this period, let your confession remain the same. Keep speaking the same thing. Keep speaking. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak unbelief. Don't speak fear. There are times that certain things that will happen around you will seem to bring forth fear. But don't yield to fear. Don't yield to the enemy. Keep speaking faith. The devil can't do anything to you if you won't open the door to him with your words. He cannot do anything. Now, I tell people that most of the time, the reason why the enemy has access to our life is because of what we speak, because of what comes out of our mouth. Praise the Lord, because of what comes out of our mouth. You know, somebody, you just feel a slight headache, and then, you know, that symptom just comes slightly, and the next thing you say, oh, that my headache has come again. Now, you've already called it yours. Through that, you've opened the door to the enemy. You've opened the door to the devil. So he will bring it in doses. He will bring that headache in doses. He will add migraine to it. And then he will bring in all the other symptoms that he can bring. Because with your word, you've opened your door to him. But if you will not open the door to him, you know, with your word, he does not have any ability to actually do anything to you or to take your victory away from you. Satan doesn't have any authority over you except you give him. He can't rob you unless you authorize that robbery yourself. Satan comes to get your word and then use them against you. That is what he does. He comes, he takes your word and use them against you. I've always tell Christians, when you find yourself in certain situations and challenges, you know, what you need to do is, number one, to confess right. Confess right. Don't say, oh, this has come to kill me. Oh, this challenge has come to kill me. You know, you remember Job, you know, those things that happened in the life of Job never happened until he came out by himself to say, the things which are greatly feared, which I greatly fear, has come on me. And then so that opens the door for the devil to do a lot of things. Fear is a torment. When you allow fear in your life, it brings in a lot of things that you don't want into your life. When you begin to fear will bring you to the place where you begin to speak negatively. You begin to utter words that are not consistent with the word of God, that are not consistent with the knowledge of God's word. And the moment you begin to utter those words, you are opening your doors to the enemy. Don't say this cancer will kill me. Don't listen to people when they say there is nobody who has ever been healed of cancer. Once it comes like that, it kills people. When you begin to listen to that, it creates fears in you. And the things which you greatly fear will begin to come on you. And you begin to speak against the word of God. There is no ailment on earth that Jesus hasn't taken away. He took them all. He took them all. And so none of them is supposed to kill a child of God. Will those symptoms come once in a while? Yes, they will. But you don't have to die to them. You don't have to die to them. Will there be any time where you actually have, you know, little lack of what you want to spend on? Yes, those times will come. But you don't, because of that, keep confessing lack and want. You can't confess lack and want and then expect to walk in abundance. In the midst of lack and want, what do? You keep confessing abundance. You keep speaking faith. You keep speaking faith. I have all that I need. I have all that I need. I have all an abundance. I have abundance. My needs are met. My needs are met, abundantly supplied for. My needs are met, abundantly supplied for. The wealth of the nations come unto me. He said, but Pastor, I haven't seen any wealth yet. No, well, you don't have to see. You don't have to see. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47, David began to speak forth faith. You know, let's quickly look at that, and that's passage of scripture. It will bless you. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Look at verse 45. He said, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you. Can you hear that? The Lord will deliver you into my hand. He was speaking faith. Was he depending on his ability to solve the problem? Was he depending on his ability to provide solution to the situation? No. He was depending on God. And so I challenge you today, depend on God. Depend on God. And depending on God means depending on his word. Because God's word is God himself. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. When you depend on the Word of God, you depend on God. He was depending on God. And hear what he said. He said, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Verse 47, then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. What a faith talk. What a faith talk. The same way you can stand against that situation of lack and want and say, well, this lack and want came, and it's going to go the way it came. Because I know the Lord has given me abundance. I am walking in abundance. I am walking in abundance. I have my needs met. I have my needs abundantly supplied for. All that I need comes to me. The abundance of the sea is converted to me. The wealth of the nations come unto me. You begin to speak. You begin to speak for faith. You begin to speak for faith. In the midst of lack, you are speaking for the abundance. In the midst of that sickness, that disease, you are speaking for health. You are speaking for healing. Say, it doesn't matter what the doctors have called this ailment, but I'm alive and well. I'm healed. Because he took them all. What he took, I'm not taking anymore. What he bore, I'm not bearing anymore. I'm alive and well. I'm alive. By his stripe, I was healed. By his stripe, I was healed. If I was healed, it means I'm not going to be healed in the future. I was already healed. And it means I'm healed right now. It doesn't matter what the test result is saying. I am healed. When you begin to speak for faith, then you begin to enjoy the good fight of faith. A good fight of faith is the one you win. That's what Kenneth Copeland said. A good fight of faith is the one you win. And I enjoy you today. Start to walk in all these points we have mentioned. And then you will discover that you are enjoying the good fight of faith. Until next time, I call you blessed.
Thank you for listening to Faith Summit of the Air. To contact Reverend Adewumi, please send message to WhatsApp number 080-748-39159, 080-748-39159. Thank you for listening. Join Reverend Adewumi again next week. Same time, same station. God bless you.